And it's that time again on a Friday when AIM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning. Shall we say Happy New Year?
And to you as well, Peter.
Now, you say Eskom might invite the private sector to take up a far larger shareholding in the proposed new Kusile power station in Mpumalanga.
Yeah, the South African government and the board of Eskom has already agreed that the private sector can take up 30% of the new Kusile coal-fired power station in Mpumalanga. But because of this funding gap that Eskom still has, even though it's getting this 35%, or it's proposing a 35% increase, it would like to consider making a greater percentage available to the private sector, up to 49%. So the South African government hasn't given permission, nor has the board of Eskom given permission to actually do that. But they've said, we will allow you to probe this possibility and you can start looking into it, which is what they're doing now. So this would be the biggest public-private partnership in South Africa's history, because, you know, it would mean an investment in there by the private sector of up to about 70 billion rand, because we're talking about 142 billion to 150 billion rand power station here, Kusile. A lot of people are saying that Eskom are using the wrong costing model. I mean, we saw a study come out from Genesis now saying that Eskom shouldn't actually be asking for 35%. They should be asking for 25% because they've used the wrong costing model. Instead of using a historic costing model, they've used a modern equivalent asset replacement type costing model. So, you know, the jury's still out. We know that the hearings are taking place now. We'll know by the end of February what that determination is, and then it'll be enforced by the 1st of April.
And seeing that it's 2010, a lot of people have their hopes up, but job creation, a big deal this year. And you say 6 billion rands worth South African platinum project on hold because of deep divisions within the near mine community. Why?
You know, it hurts me when projects don't go ahead, because there are a lot of youngsters standing by ready for jobs. I mean, the particular project I'm talking about is the Bakubung project close to Sun City. It should have been actually producing now, but there were funding issues. But now social risk has entered the picture, because that what we thought was a single community shareholding, and there's a big shareholding giving the empowerment status to this Bakubung project being done by Wesizwe Platinum, you suddenly have that community split in two and the shareholding split in two. And we saw from the extraordinary shareholders meeting that took place that this was pretty raucous, if not hostile, between the two communities. And now this adds a dimension of social risk at a time when investors are already having funding problems. So, you know, do they go in? There wasn't much geological risk with this project that was as we were doing near Sun City. There isn't much mining risk. There was a funding issue and they were going to do it in phases. But now we have a social risk, and I think that the community shouldn't bring this upon themselves, because they're actually denying possibilities of wealth creation, job creation to near mine communities, which we're hoping to emulate. You know, the Bafokeng nearby, the Bafokeng have done amazing wealth creation and job creation activities with the platinum assets they had, and we thought the Bakubung Baratio community would follow suit. Now we see them split.
What a pity. Now, South Africa's big radio astronomy project in the Northern Cape set to make big strides in 2010. Tell us all about it.
We've got to make big strides in 2010 because we're competing against the Australians. You know, South Africans are fighting for this multi-billion rand foreign investment in the square kilometer array, and the only two on the shortlist now are Australians and ourselves. So South Africans have declared a radio astronomy reserve. It's about 14,000 hectares in the Northern Cape, and we're going ahead with the Meerkat project there, which is a radio astronomy, which is a studying of celestial bodies by studying of the radio waves. And we have now actually been receiving the signals, you know, on those dishes and converting them through computerization, etc. So the system is working, and gradually we're moving ahead there, and we're going to have our own radio astronomy hub come what may. But, of course, they're trying to do it in such a way that we do win this wonderful big SKA award. And at the same time, the spin-off is great, because we see 199 bursaries being awarded to students for radio astronomy and all the other engineering activities related to radio astronomy. We also see a whole lot of new seats at universities. So this is going to become an area in which South Africa can create some jobs, create a lot of scientific activity and engineering activity, and hopefully eventually beat off the Australians in 2011 when they select the site.
Thanks a lot. Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.